I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
QR code scams are surging, tricking millions of people into visiting fake sites, turning once convenient tech into a powerful tool for cyber criminals. We welcome Jerry Irvine, CIO of Prescient Solutions and member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force in Chicago. Jerry, thank you for joining us today. Every day when I walk down Randolph to the radio station from the train station, I see pasted to numerous utility poles in downtown Chicago mysterious stickers with mysterious QR codes. Are you saying I shouldn't scan them?
That's exactly what we're saying. You don't scan those, or scan the ones that you get in emails from potential vendors. These QR codes have really become more prevalent since COVID. And everybody had to use them because you weren't supposed to touch paper menus or different things. So they became very prevalent. And hackers now are using them more frequently than they ever have, to the point where over a quarter of all malicious hacking sites and links that are being distributed with QR codes.
Now, it seems like a lot of cyber scams, it operates on fear. I have a missed toll. I have a large utility balance I need to pay. The U.S. Postal Service needs $700 to release a package, that kind of stuff. And that maybe the mysterious QR code on the light pole in downtown Chicago, that's an obvious red flag. But if you receive something that says you have a utility bill that's past due, scan the QR code to pay it now, that sense of urgency overrides your sense of judgment.
Absolutely. Or just get 20% off your next purchase. Scan here. Get a savings on this. They're using not only fear now, but greed and what do we like to do and how do we want to do it? If you want to go see a new band in the area, here's their website. Click on this link and boom, they got you.
Is this a situation where you can say, a good rule of thumb is to just stick to trusted sources and things that you know, as opposed to just scanning on any old QR code that is sent your way? Or have the scanner, or have hackers found a way to take advantage of things that you know?
Well, it's like any other phishing scam. So they can send you an email, they can put out a document that looks like it's coming from your bank or from your used vendor that you've used in the past, and it's not necessarily them. So just as we say in a phishing scam, instead of clicking on an email, on a link in an email, instead of clicking on a QR code on a website or on a post or something like that, go to the website. Go to www.mycompany.com. Do that. It's going to take you more time and effort, but it's a lot safer. But the other problem is if you receive something, right, and you drop it, a perfect example are boarding passes. People drop their boarding passes, and now somebody can pick that up. That boarding pass has a code on the bottom that scanners can use to grab your personally identifiable information, and now they can send you an email with a QR code that says, hey, click here, we want to give you some information about your flight. And now they can steal your credit card that's associated with your website. They can steal all your information. It's really becoming very scary.
Jerry Irvine, CIO of Prescient Solutions, thank you for joining us.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.